Chancellor committed to preemptive war. 1st of August, 1939. This is Reverend Zimulator. I haven't been born yet. Berlin, Germany. The head of Germany's National Socialist German Workers' Party, Führer, and Reichskanzler Hitler announced yesterday a plan to free Deutschland from a threat of a militarized Poland.
They have lived with these Polanders on their weapons of mass destruction for too long. The security of our great nation is at stake. We cannot wait any longer.
Mr. Hitler, in an obscenely stereotypical German accent, said that during a rally held on the steps of the front of the Reichstag. The recently rebuilt Reichstag was badly damaged after being put to the torch as part of a communist plot in the spring of 1933. This terror attack, commonly referred to as 227, then led the then Chancellor Adolf Hitler to insist that President Hindenburg ensure the safety and security of the German people by issuing the Reichstag fire decree, which allowed German patriotic brown shirts to root out communists and those who sheltered them, no matter where the sleeper cells were hiding. Pawn shops, jewelry stores, and other businesses owned by the Juden proved to be rife with both communist conspirators and, I really don't want to say that word, I'm just going to say Jews.
They have pleased the Deutschland of the Bolsheviks. Germany is strong on the face of the insidious communist plot. Now we must put down another threat, that of the Polish weapons of mass destruction, the entire right-speaking regime.
His absurd accent growing steadily more outrageous as his speech continued.
Empress of the Fruit Power of Rome, the unspeakable death of Poland and my British Schmidley, also a David to purge his nerve gases from Central America.
The investigation that followed the terror attack of 227 concluded that Poland tried on at least one occasion to buy deadly sarin gas from Central Africa. Unpatriotic naysayers and communists have questioned the evidence and pointed out that Africa lacks any WMD materiel whatsoever, except that Italy had dropped on villages in Ethiopia during Operation Land Grab in the mid-1930s. Purely defensive actions by invading Italian forces during the Second Italo-Abyssinian War used mustard and phosgene gases purchased from the Little Deutschlander's old-time Chemikalien und Gases shop. Germany's largest retailer of gases, from hydrogen for dirigibles to chemical weapons, for clearing darkies from places better filled with Italian people and their livestock. Additionally, these communist traders say that the Dark Continent contains only, quote, niggers and useless radioactive dirt, and the Polish are years away from creating homegrown WMD of any kind, as they're still conducting trials to figure out how many of them it takes to change a light bulb, unquote. This said by one of the men exposed by the 227 Commission before facing the firing squad after his show trial.
To flow from a strong young heart in the lips of Austria. The peaceful annexation of the Sudeten land gives a robust, charming figure room to vigor for my freedom and democracy.
Hitler continued, his accent growing thicker and more cartoonish with each word. Time's Man of the Year for 1938 then stood aside, citing a prior engagement for a meeting on the Third Reich's summer camp program. That program was initiated to temporarily ease the burden on the infrastructure caused by the lesser races by giving them a vacation away from crowded cities. His press secretary, Joseph Ben Avraham Ahrev, stepped in to finish the speech before the parade portion of the rally began with a giant procession of tanks and goose-stepping Wehrmacht soldiers. Karaoke planned for that evening, as well as book burning and swimsuit competition, were canceled at the last minute due to inclement weather. Quote, "First, we will engage in a preemptive war with Poland. We are confident our blitzkrieg technique, developed by the superior minds of Deutschland's blonde-haired and blue-eyed Christian soldiers, will shock and awe them into submission. This will cause minimum amount of damage to Poland's vital rail system, which we will then use to ship in labor to construct and populate our summer camp program. These simple folks with their simple minds will no doubt enjoy the many unvarying and repetitive activities at the camps that will be provided. Their eternal comfort is our number one priority. The camp's incredible spa facilities and state-of-the-art central heating, I suspect they will enjoy themselves so much that many, if not all, will choose never to leave. The Führer calls it the final solution for fun. He's got a great sense of humor, that guy." Unquote. Josef, due for retirement after several decades of dedicated service to the state, closed by stating his plans for the future, quote, "I've seen the blueprints for Treblinka. Trip there by boxcar is supposed to have a very scenic and positive effect. The camp itself will be breathtaking. Himmler tells me that the exercise and clean air will help me burn off this spare tire. Heck, if anything like the artist's renderings, I might just spend my last years there." Unquote. Stalin agreed to join the multinational peacemaking force, the Koalition für die Friedung, after German diplomats promised that after victory, half of Poland would fall under Russian jurisdiction for policing, pogroms, and the like. Although other members of the Axis of Evil have lent moral support, only the USSR, under Uncle Joe Stalin, has agreed to send troops. The annexation of Poland is expected to ensure the peace that has spanned Europe since the cessation of the Great War and will continue until the start of the next one. This has been Reverend Simulator for Anus. Thank you for suffering.